On January 22nd, when Governor Cuomo introduced his budget plan, he said this.
No new taxes in this budget again. That is what is working for us. It is symbol the new day in New York. We don't need new taxes. I think if we went with new taxes this year, we would seriously interrupt the progress that we have been making.
Then, in mid-March, legislative leaders revealed they'd been talking with the governor about extending an income tax surcharge on millionaires. It was scheduled to expire in 2014. The final spending plan continues the tax on the rich for another 3 years. It also extends a surcharge on utilities for one more year before phasing it out. That tax is commonly passed on to business and residential customers. Cuomo, beginning in his 2010 campaign for governor, has defined extension of an existing tax as a new tax, says E.J. McMahon with the conservative-leaning think tank, the Empire Center.
By his own standard, he broke his promise.
McMahon says he agrees with Cuomo's standards. He says it makes no difference to those who pay the additional taxes, whether they are temporary or permanent.
If you temporarily raise taxes and then extend that temporary increase in taxes, you've done a tax increase. That's basically plain and simple what you've done.
Ron Deutsch with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, which advocates for progressive policy, says he was initially fine with Cuomo changing his mind and extending an income tax surcharge on the wealthy.
We were excited to hear about the news. It was kind of one of those 11th hour things that was thrown into the budget mix.
But Deutsch says he was disappointed when he learned that the tax on millionaires would go to finance cuts for small businesses and to fund rebate checks for middle-class families with children earning up to $300,000 a year. He says the poor and the elderly are not receiving any of the aid.
The reality is that there are many people who are left out of this.
When Governor Cuomo announced the budget compact with the legislature on March 20th, he explained the extension of the millionaire's tax, which also includes the continuation of some middle-class tax breaks, this way.
Is a net tax cut to the people of the state of New York. We are cutting tax rates more than we're increasing it.
Later, when questioned by reporters, the governor stuck to his initial statement.
Obviously, in the budget, some taxes go up, some taxes go down. The question is, what is the net impact? And we're talking about tax cuts, not tax increases.
Assembly Democrats, who never pledge not to continue the millionaire's tax, say it's only fair to ask the wealthy to pay more. Senate Republicans say continuing the extra tax on the rich is justified because it pays for the other tax breaks for small businesses and the middle class. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.